Well, the beaches of California have become a contentious place over the past couple of weekends as Orange County and Ventura County reopened their beaches. Now, some of those beaches saw crowds, which concerned local residents and officials, Newport Beach being one of those. Nevertheless, the Newport Beach City Council voted to keep beaches open but close parking lots and to enforce physical distancing with beachgoers. Beachgoers also asked to wear covering over their face. But Los Angeles County beaches remain closed, and according to multiple law enforcement agencies here in the state, in about an hour, Governor Newsom is expected to announce he will close all beaches in California. That's got Humboldt County Sheriff very unhappy, who says, why should we have to pay the price for mistakes made, as he put it, in Southern California, and of course some of the Orange County cities that had intended to have their beaches open this Sunday. With us to talk about that, as well as Orange County's efforts to reopen some businesses deemed non-essential, is Orange County Supervisor Donald Wagner. He represents the 3rd District, which includes Irvine, Orange, Tustin, Anaheim Hills, and unincorporated Canyon areas. He's the former mayor of Irvine. Supervisor Wagner, thank you very much for being with us.
Pleasure's all mine. Thank you.
Let's start first with the expected order from the governor about the beaches. Your response to that?
Well, my response is that while I don't doubt the governor's power to do so and his intentions are good, I believe that this is a profound mistake. I think it is an overreach, and I think it's going to undermine the very exemplary voluntary compliance we've seen here in Orange County that has gotten us to flatten the curve ahead of any of our surrounding counties. You know, the governor said yesterday in his press conference, oh, well, Orange County's got the 4th highest hospitalization rate in California, as if that was a bad thing, because we have the 3rd largest population. So if we've got the 3rd largest population and the 4th highest hospitalization rate, our medical professionals are right when they tell us we're doing the right things. They believe opening the beaches is the right thing.
Are you concerned, though, about what was seen at Newport Beach specifically? And I know that was not the case at every beach. There were some where people were distancing and the only gathering was people who were, you know, apparently living groups or family groups. But are you concerned about the Newport Beach example of what we saw last Saturday?
Not particularly, and I'll tell you why. The first thing is that we saw a telephoto lens photograph. I am not accusing anyone of manipulating that photograph. It was a genuine photograph, but perspective matters. And realizing that that was a telephoto lens, other photos showed much more distancing than was reflected there. But set that aside for a moment. Consider this. The numbers we heard were approximately 40,000 people on our beaches over this past weekend. Spread that over the miles of beaches and spread that over the 8-10 hours of prime beach weather, and you find there is an awful lot of room in general on our beaches. 40,000 people were not all crammed into one place. You can put 40,000 people in Anaheim Stadium or Dodger Stadium. It won't look close to full. So let's have a little bit of perspective. And I don't think, unfortunately, that one photograph gives us the necessary perspective. I don't believe we ought to make policy based on pictures in the newspaper. We ought to make it based, as the governor has said, on science. And our science is telling us, and our common sense is telling us, fresh air, sunlight will help slow the spread of this disease.
We're talking with Donald Wagner, Orange County Supervisor, the 3rd District. So your claim is that people being outside actually slows the virus? Is that what you're claiming?
We're understanding that from the medical professionals that the beach is a healthy place to be and that sunlight is a good disinfectant. We also have seen enormous voluntary compliance with social distancing, with face masks, with hand sanitizing in Orange County. We did see some of that very much on the beaches. Were there a few people who were not in family groups, who were closer than 6 feet, who weren't wearing masks? Of course. Well, you're not going to wear a mask when you're in the water. We did see a lot of compliance. I'm not telling you that everybody was complying. I am telling you that I believe, and I have my medical professionals to back me up on this, that the beaches, even if there are lapses in social distancing or face masks, overwhelmingly are a positive in the fight against corona.
So your public health official for Orange County recommended the reopening of the beaches?
She was asked about it, and she did not oppose the opening of the beaches. Whether she specifically came to the CEO of the county and said we should reopen, I don't know. When the question of should we close them was asked, the answer from her was no.
Okay. And I just want to add, I understand what you're saying about the photograph and your feeling that wasn't representative. When we talked about this Monday on the program, we did have several listeners who were at Newport Beach or residents nearby who said they thought it was overcrowded and they were concerned it was unsafe. So I just want to throw that in. Those are people that said they were there, said they experienced the size of that crowd. We're talking with Donald Wagner, Orange County Supervisor of the 3rd District. We're at 866-893-KPECC. And I also have to say, Supervisor, that, you know, the public health people that we've had on the program have said, whether it's outside or a beach or a park or anywhere else, that people need to physically distance and cover their faces, that that is what's required to avoid the spread of the virus. So I just want to...
We believe that and encourage that as well. Absolutely.
All right. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. I also want to ask you about the unanimous vote that was taken earlier this week by you and your colleagues on the board, where you put out a rather detailed list of the criteria for reopening businesses and public spaces, requirements for temperature taking, for masking and distancing, and if distancing wasn't available, wasn't practical, what other measures in lieu of that could be taken to control the virus. My sense of that this was sort of an effort to say, hey, Governor, we are prepared, let us move forward. Am I interpreting that correctly?
I'm going to say that the intended audience was not the governor, but it was the business community in Orange County. And it was to say to the business community, these are the things you need to do to know that you will not run afoul of Orange County and that the sheriff will not come knocking at your door to issue you a citation or to close you down. Whether this is taken as a role model around the state is up to each individual jurisdiction. We also said very clearly that despite our guidelines, the state order remains in force, and it is the law. It must be followed, as do any individual city ordinances that you might have your business in that city, and those rules also still apply. We were saying to our business community, this is what will satisfy Orange County.
866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. I'm interested in hearing your thoughts about the anticipated announcement from Governor Newsom. We'll have the news conference for you live at noon, where he's expected to order that all beaches and state parks in California are closed beginning tomorrow. That flies in the face of what a number of jurisdictions have been planning for their beaches. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Adam tweets at AirTalk, would it be better to open all of Southern California beaches so not everyone is crammed on the few beaches that are open? Supervisor Wagner, do you think it would be helpful for your county if LA opened its beaches?
Well, if we believe opening beaches is a good thing in Orange County, I've got to believe it's a good thing statewide. So, yes, I would encourage others to take a look at the science like we did and find ways to responsibly open their beaches. And that would help all of us.
Mary Jane in Beverly Hills says everyone needs to stay home for however long we need to. People are acting like they've been isolated for months on end, but people just need to be patient. It's important we follow the governor's guidelines. If that means staying away from the beach, then so be it. 866-893-KPECC. Paul in Huntington Beach says, I'm guilty of riding on the bike path at Huntington, but to be honest, it was totally barren. There were seals chilling on the beach. I can't speak speak to Newport, but Huntington was totally clear. That's Paul in Huntington Beach, 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Go Ask Alice tweets at AirTalk, I think beaches should stay open with more supervision. To keep stripping people of outdoor recreation and exercise is only going to make us chafe even more the longer we're closed. And that's sort of in line with what you're saying, Supervisor Wagner, that you're concerned the longer things stay closed, the more that damages governmental authority?
I am. I'll give you an analogy. This, to me, sounds like the clock that strikes 13. Not only is it wrong, but it calls into question everything else that's been said. If the governor issues orders that defy common sense and defy what our medical professionals are telling us, I worry that people who otherwise have been very good and very compliant and have helped us flatten the curve, that they end up saying, well, what else is the governor wrong about? Or is it really important that I do all these other things? And as I said earlier, it is very important that we continue to be very, very safe and physically distant to the extent possible and wear our masks. But let's not shut down the beaches in doing so, because that will undermine compliance.
Michael in Orange County writes on the page, I totally agree with our supervisor. I think Newsom is totally overreacting. 866-893-KPECC. Cheryl in Mission Viejo says, when I walk around my local park, I wear a mask, but 80% of people aren't wearing masks or social distancing. There's a philosophy in Southern California that it's not necessary. It's interesting, Cheryl, because in the neighborhood where I walk in Los Angeles County, it's a mix of people masked or not, but everybody is observing the 6 feet. Just absolutely rigorously using social distancing. Interesting, you're not seeing that at your park in Mission Viejo. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page. Stephanie in Long Beach, you're on AirTalk with Orange County Supervisor Donald Wagner.
Hi, Larry. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to address Supervisor Wagner in their testing, because I know he's saying that they're prepared. I'm actually from Orange County, and I have a lot of friends on social media who have been trying to get tested in Orange County and haven't been able to, or have been even charged $175. So they're actually coming to Los Angeles County for the free testing. So how are they able to accurately know how many people are, you know, carriers and they don't have the proper testing?
Yeah, so how can the county open up if there isn't widespread enough testing? Stephanie, I appreciate it. Supervisor Wagner?
The issue Stephanie raises is a very good one, and I appreciate it. Realize we are not talking about a reopening of Orange County right now. There is no question that testing needs to be stepped up. At every one of our last, I think, three board meetings, we have been pushing our healthcare agency to get more tests. There's a national shortage, no question about it. The issue, though, is a big one, and we are indeed working as diligently as we can to ramp up testing. I agree completely that a more robust testing regime is necessary before a full reopening. I don't believe that everybody needs to be tested before we can go back to the beaches.
Stephanie, I appreciate it. 866-893-KPECC. What is the timeline for Orange County to have testing for everybody available like Los Angeles is offering?
I don't know the actual timeline. I do know that we believe we have the capacity for about 1,000 tests a day. Currently, we are looking to ramp that up to 4,000 a day, and there are a number of labs that are increasing the testing that they're able to do. I don't have a date for you. Like so much in this crisis, it's very hard to pin down a date whereby such and such will happen or we'll have the following metric. But I'll assure Stephanie, I'll assure everybody that we recognize the importance of testing to a complete go back to work, business as usual scenario, and are working on testing.
We have a lot of your constituents, Orange County residents, who want to talk about the issue of the beaches, as well as Orange County supervisors' point-by-point plan for what the conditions would be for gradually reopening what are deemed non-essential businesses in the county, as well as other public events. Rebecca, in Huntington Beach, you're on Air Talk with County Supervisor Donald Wagner.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Go right ahead, please.
Hi. So I just wanted to comment back on the woman that called in, you know, talking about riding her bike in Huntington Beach. I live in downtown Huntington Beach. I was home over the weekend, and I just want to comment on the amount of people that were not wearing masks. There was so many people. It was scary. My husband and I were just looking out the window, and families in droves, you know, with no masks on. And in general, even not on the weekend, we rarely see people wearing masks out there or social distancing. So, you know, it's scary. I think people need to start putting, America's needs in front of their wants. This is a public health crisis. I'm also a nurse in downtown LA, so this is real. This is real.
Rebecca, did you see any enforcement with the people that were out in the area where you live?
No, none at all.
Supervisor Donald Wagner, I mean, it would seem that if this is going to be safe, you'd have to have some degree of enforcement of distancing and masking, right? So is that something that whenever the beaches are able to be reopened, you'd be looking at doing?
Well, let me say that Rebecca's perception is not mine. I'm not saying she's wrong or at any particular day or time or location. Everybody has been compliant, but we have seen anecdotally, and I've seen personally, overwhelming, but not 100% compliance. And our medical professionals, when you look at the numbers of cases, of hospitalizations, of death in Orange County, suggest very strongly that compliance has been overwhelming, but Rebecca's absolutely right. It's not been 100%. On the question of enforcement, that there has to be, and we are seeing a lot of voluntary compliance. The truth is, a lot of the beaches are not county beaches, so it's a question of what the sheriff's department will do in county locations, what maybe the city of Newport Beach and the Newport Beach Police will do, or the Laguna Beach and the Laguna Beach Police will do in their particular cities. I am not saying there should be no enforcement. In fact, we are seeing, and our sheriff's department is reporting to us, that when they are enforcing, when they are seeing someone not in compliance, they're overwhelmingly able to say, hey, distance, hey, wear a mask, and are then getting the appropriate response from the public. Is it 100%? By no means. But overwhelmingly, Orange County has been compliant. And to return to the point I made earlier, my concern with overreaching on the beaches is that we'll erode that compliance in other places.
We're talking with Donald Wagner, Orange County Supervisor of the 3rd District. We'll continue with calls at 866-893-KPCC. Coming up at noon, Governor Gavin Newsom with his daily news conference, where he's expected to announce beach closures starting tomorrow up and down California in an effort to contain the spread of COVID-19. And that's put him on the opposite side of that issue with Orange County, Ventura County, and some Northern California counties as well, who say there's no logical reason to have that ban up where they are. We'll continue in just 1 minute on Air Talk. You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC. Larry Mantle with Orange County Supervisor Donald Wagner. Larry writes on the Air Talk page, rather than just opening up and asking for responsible behavior, each beach administrator should take some time, do some planning, and put resources in place to ensure safety. As a single example, one of the inflammatory photos were crowds of people on the walkway underneath the Huntington Beach Pier. This is a choke point for people going north and south on the pedestrian and bike path. There's absolutely no way to avoid crowds coming in close contact, often while breathing hard, joggers, power walkers, etc. So perhaps that section of the beach should be closed while the areas north and south should remain open. Additionally, sufficient personnel should be available to enforce distancing, mask wearing, etc. That's Larry writing on the Air Talk page. Donald Wagner, your response to that.
Well, my response to you, Larry, to the Larry who just called in, is that that makes a lot of sense. I am not saying there's a one-size-fits-all response, open every beach and let it go. If individual cities like Huntington Beach have these choke points, I think it would be responsible, both of the government to deal with those choke points, and I expect overwhelmingly the public would agree. The problem is the blanket shutdown, not that we can't do it in stages or do it smartly. The problem is the blanket shutdown proposed by the governor that I think is an unwise move.
Is there any chance that the county would take legal action, or do you see that this is the governor's call?
The answer is no, there's no chance the county will take legal action for two reasons. One, the county is by law an extension of the state, and so we would have no standing even if we wanted to. But we don't want to. This is the governor's call. We're just urging him make the right call.
Let's talk with Diane in Mission Viejo. You're on Air Talk with Supervisor Donald Wagner.
Yes, my question for the supervisor is, I was reading the other day from the Monday meeting that when the businesses are able to start reopening in the next possibly few weeks, that the suggestion for businesses is that people that work there and customers going there should wear masks. And I'm wondering why the masks would not be required when the number of people tested in Orange County is so low.
Diane, thanks for your call. Donald Wagner?
Well, the answer to that is that we are making recommendations, but at this point, not every business can comply. Believe it or not, not everyone has masks. We are seeing, again, overwhelmingly people responding appropriately. We felt it better to set out guidelines, and that's explicitly what they're called, rather than the law. The law remains as the governor has said and as the public health officials have ordered. That's the law, and that is what people absolutely must follow.
All right. Michael in Van Nuys says the beaches should be semi-open instead of fully closed. They should just control how many people are at the beach at one time. I think that's what Newport was attempting to do with its decision to close parking lots, because the numbers the city released there, last Friday they said there were 40,000 beachgoers, Saturday 40,000. With the foggy Sunday, that dropped to 10,000. But I think, and Supervisor Donald Wagner, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but that's kind of what they're looking at with closing the lots, is controlling the numbers and also giving locals a better chance of safely using their beaches.
Those are exactly what's going on there. We in the county, despite urging the beaches and, in fact, keeping our Orange County beaches open, subject to the governor's order, we have closed parking lots, county parking lots. The idea being exactly, as you say, on the natural, that will help control the populations on the beach and indeed will give the locals a little bit more opportunity to access their own beaches.
Desiree in Long Beach says, I drove through coastal Orange County Saturday, and I'll tell you, it was an alternate reality from Long Beach. At Huntington, it was like Memorial Day weekend. No masks, absolute zero distancing. This was not a telephoto lens trick. I saw it with my own two eyes. That's Desiree in Long Beach. And I was in Long Beach on Saturday. And yeah, the closure there of the beaches, there was no one on the beaches. And just scattered individuals using the bike or pedestrian path. And they were way far apart from each other because they were actually technically closed. And it looked like just a few locals who were using them Saturday afternoon when I was visiting there. 866-893-KPCC. See Jennifer in Irvine. Quickly, your comment.
Hi, I'm concerned that having our beaches and our golf courses open draws people from Riverside, from LA, from San Diego, not just to our beaches, but to our gas stations, our stores. And I'm less concerned that they're going to bring COVID here than we are going to give it to them. Our testing levels are on par with third world countries. We've tested 0.006% of our population. I am a cashier at Whole Foods. I was exposed in middle of March. I am still off work sick. And not 15 minutes ago, I just had my second COVID test. It is not fun. You letting people come into this county and expose us is like giving essential workers a great big middle finger. And I'm ashamed of you. Do not be a weak leader. Stand up to business pressure.
Jennifer, thank you for your call, and so sorry that you were ill with COVID-19 and have been dealing with this. Supervisor Donald Wagner.
Well, the pressure isn't coming from business. The pressure is coming from our citizens who are feeling that the beaches, the sunshine, the fresh air will in fact help them. And the pressure is to reopen is something that we can and in fact have for quite some time now resisted because the science wasn't there. But listening to the medical professionals and hearing from them as to the science, we believe the small step of opening the beaches is the prudent thing to do right now.
All right. Again, Jennifer, we wish you all the best, and thank you for the work that you're doing at the supermarket, at so many others like you, putting yourselves in a position of risk to serve the needs of the public. Thank you. Supervisor Donald Wagner, thank you, sir, for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Larry. Pleasure was mine.
Thank you. Third District Supervisor Anaheim Hills, Irvine, City of Orange, Tustin, former mayor of Irvine. It's Air Talk on 89.3 KPECC.